patient named Carmen Robinson, C-A-R-M-E-N, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, date of birth 2-15-1950, date of procedure June 24, 2024, patient performing Bob Mohan Kama MD, referring Dr. Shannon DeLong, S-H-A-N-N-O-N-D-E-L-O-N-G, indication history of colon polyps, status post right colectomy, procedure performed colonoscopy, description of procedure, please enter the standard description for colonoscopy procedure. Under the procedure report, please mention that a well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the surgical anastomosis site, which was identified by side-to-side anastomosis of ileocolon. Careful examination was made of the remnant right colon, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. A retroflex view was not obtained in the rectum due to a small rectal vault. Patient told the procedure can well present complications. Findings: withdrawal time 3 minutes, Boston ball preparation score 2 for ascending colon, 1 for transverse colon, 2 for descending colon. Side to side anastomosis was noted on the right side. The area appeared normal. No retroflex exam was performed in the rectum due to a small rectal vault. Small external hemorrhoids were noted on direct endoscopic view. Sigmoid diverticulosis, small, medium, and large, multiple, was noted in the sigmoid colon. Impression: side-to-side anastomosis, status post-right hemicolectomy, sigmoid diverticulosis, small external hemorrhoids. Plan: follow up in the office to discuss procedure results. Recommend next colonoscopy for surveillance purposes in 5 years. However, given that patient will be greater than 75 years of age at that point of time, I recommend patient discuss this with her PCP and perform the procedure based on her overall health status. End of dictation.